This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Start hammer time.
Start hammer time.
Real quick, on the steroid thing, in college, my backup for outside linebacker was a scrub. He started juicing one offseason.
Yeah.
Got shredded, but doesn't change the fact that he still was a scrub as a football player. Just because you take steroids doesn't mean you're good at sports.
He didn't take your job.
No, sorry, Taylor. Anyways, for this hammer time, we'll go and dive into the social media world. We always kind of laugh at these people, the people that like their own tweets or their own posts on Facebook
yes.
or Instagram. Why would you ever talk bad about someone that likes their own post? Because why wouldn't they like their own post? They're the one that posted it.
Well, I think the fact that you post it means that you like it, right? Like that if I'm not going to post, I'm not going to post something I don't necessarily like.
Yeah, but everyone knows that feeling of posting something and then nobody likes it.
It's maybe though I've deleted tweets
it's
before.
Terrible.
I'm not kidding.
So
and I get a decent reaction on a lot of my stuff. Some I don't. So they're not all home runs.
Yeah,
but I've posted stuff and been like ha 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 ha. 14 minutes goes by. I'm like, all right, delete. Just delete it. Nobody right. got it.
No action. So if you can avoid that and like just that peace of mind that you can get when you look scroll through your timeline and see like, oh man, I got at least one like, because sometimes one like it gets the ball rolling.
Yeah,
another person sees that like,
you're priming
and
the
it
pump
adds it. Yeah, so I just think that,
do you like your own posts?
I don't, because of other people have been,
you've been
talking trash on me because I like my own post. So I'm gonna try to maybe start a movement and say, hey, let's stop talking all this trash on people that like their own post. It's a good post, like it.
I feel like you're defending somebody here.
I think everyone wants to, everyone likes the validation of likes and retweets. I do too, but no one wants to really admit it either. You want to think, social media, it's not that important. You know, I don't care about it so much. And liking your own post is the ultimate admission that you are desperate for that approval from other people. I mean, it's one thing to appreciate, oh, that's cool, I got 40 likes on that tweet. But when you're doing it yourself, it just smacks to me of a little desperation.
A little bit. It feels a little desperate.
I'm going to be honest. I'm always desperate for some likes and retweets when I tweet stuff.
We all are. I mean, we are all starved for attention.
I love it.
We all want to be funny. We all want people to like us and think, ah, he's so funny. You look. Of course you look when you tweet something. Sometimes I just go in a tweet storm like I did yesterday. I'm just retweeting everything I'm finding from this scandal. Yesterday, the baseball Armageddon, as I call it.
I'm just saying that it'd be nice to be able to like my own stuff, maybe add a little bit of extra numbers to tweets that I think are pretty impressive.
And I mean, if you do it, you're going to get made fun of.
But then it's a slippery slope because, you know, one tweet, one retweet, one like from yourself doesn't have a big impact. But then are you going to like buy followers that, you know, pay for likes and retweets?
I don't even like buying food for myself.
Things like that. I mean, there's some integrity. It has to go with the post. It's got to stand on its
Stop.
Own merits.
Stop. Hammer time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.